Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. You can find us on Twitter at Diva of Dual, and we are on Facebook at Diva Days. Joining me tonight, we have Anna.
Hello.
Hi, Anna. And Rose.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hey.
Well, yeah. And I guess we also want to pimp Bob and Amy Hapka at Bob and Amy. At Bob Hapka, right, and at Amy Hapka.
Yep, and a happy
and
anniversary to the both of them, as well as a happy birthday to
happy
you,
Happy birthday
Marianne.
To Marianne.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Rose. Thank you, Anna.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it was their anniversary, too, right? Was it the
same? I know.
Yes,
Mama,
my birthday.
Mama Hooch. Yeah, Mama Hooch's birthday is the same day as the Hapka's anniversary.
Is their anniversary? Oh, okay. Well, that's nice. Okay.
Yeah. Did you have a nice birthday?
Yeah, it was a nice birthday.
Yeah,
that's nice. I had a day off of work, so that was nice.
Hey, that's always a good thing.
That's always a good thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of just did whatever I wanted to do, so it was nice.
Good.
As
any good diva should.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So everybody, you both watched the show or caught or
watched them both.
I know. I tried to watch them both. Yeah, I was getting done with the General Hospital just about a half an hour ago, trying to finish up with on Fridays, the Nurses Ball and all that. But
yeah.
They've both been good. Oh. Dave's been good.
I'll play the part of the person, the caller who's behind on everything.
You guys can fill in everything. Well, Anna, you might want to watch Friday's General Hospital then, because what's their names?
Magic Milo?
Magic Milo and the Magic Wand.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And
oh,
the Magic
boy,
Wand.
Right.
Yes.
Anna might want to watch that scene.
Yeah, that was
fun. Okay.
You know what I like? When they took their belts off and, like, wound their belts around and slammed
their belts onto the ground.
Yes,
oh,
slammed their belts onto the ground. Yeah, and they ripped their pants off.
Whoa! Ripped their pants off, ripped their shirts off. They did one male.
Poor Milo, they just dust him off every year for the nurses' ball. Is that what we've come to?
He's being used for his body. Yes.
Yeah, well, you know.
But that's about it. Yeah.
That's fine with me.
It was just cheap.
I think the best part of that whole show, though, of that whole part of the show, that particular Milo show, was I think it's Ben is his name, the lab technician who had an affair with the one guy with the other guy, and they're both in this Magic Milo show, and he's there with Brittany. With Britt, and he turns around and he goes, I can't believe I lost him. I lost both of them. And she says, but neither can I. You were an idiot, you know?
Yeah. There was a lot of good stuff on the nurse's ball. So.
Yeah, the nurse's ball was good.
Okay.
I will
definitely catch up on everything. I was just out of town a lot.
Yeah, and Kathleen Gatti did a wonderful cabaret type.
Oh, she did.
Awesome. I love her. Mm.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh, yes.
I'm glad they had her perform.
Took over the ball.
Oh,
she interrupted
great.
The ball
and,
to do her own thing.
And Wally Kirst did an amazing singing job.
Oh,
I was amazed at how many people they
he
had
took
singing.
The words. Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, you can take the words right out of my mouth anytime, Wally.
Yeah, and of course the big surprise was Fridays was Tracy and Luke got married. But we're not supposed to be talking about General Hospital, are we? We're supposed to be talking about Dave.
Yeah, well, we can get to that. Well, we can talk about both. So that's fine. Yeah.
Tracy and Luke got married Friday.
Yeah.
Against Ned's better wishes.
Tracy and Fluke or Fluke
Tracy
or
and
whatever.
Luke. Yeah.
Tracy and
whoever
Tracy.
That
is.
Yeah.
Whoever that is, that's true.
Mhm.
So anyway, back to the original story.
We're gonna go back to Dave.
We'll
go back to Dave and then come back to the general hospital.
Yeah.
First of all.
So, you want to start from the end and go how it ended? That was the big thing, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. That's the biggest part is the ending. But the question is he going to die on Monday? Like, is he going to die before he points somebody out?
I don't know.
Is he going to finger somebody or is he going to die?
Fill people in a little bit on what happened.
Okay.
Yeah, can you believe, like, what he got shot, like, four times?
Yeah, well, here's the deal with it. Yeah. He's still walking,
Nick, right?
Okay, yeah.
And he's walking. He walked the whole way to the square.
He walked the whole way there
to
the square. He was over there in the magical woods, you know, the replacement for the pier where all the crime happens, all the drug deals happen, all the hitmen get hired, and weddings happen and engagements happen, and he was sitting on the bench over there on the phone with Marlena's office. On voicemail, telling her that he had done some things that he didn't feel were right, and he wanted to change his ways. He's ready to turn his wrongs into rights and do this right, and he needs help. So he's ready to turn his whole life around, and it's now on a voice recording as he gets shot. My question when he got shot was he got shot in the back. All of the shots came in through his back, but when he first got shot, he jumped turned around, and then took two more to the back.
Yeah, there was at least three or four shots, I think.
Yeah, there was at least three that he actually jumped for. There was three jumps. You know how when you get hit with something, even if it's just, you know, a frying pan.
Yeah, and you could kind of hear what there was a silencer
forward.
On it. You know,
there was definitely a silencer
on it. So does that mean that potentially four different people shot him?
Well,
not really.
It actually means that more than one person did.
Maybe. Yeah, one from different angles. Yeah.
One from different angles.
Grassy
knoll
type.
Yeah,
the
grassy knoll.
Yeah.
Now,
that could be.
The question is, he's trying to point somebody out in the crowd. Now, EJ and Sammy had earlier hired a hitman. And I was amazed that Sammy went against everything she ever
stood
for. And stood there and said, do it.
She recanted
than he could get out the door and recanted and went running after him trying to stop him, but he'd already done the deal.
When Allie said about Nick being so nice to her and helping her and everything.
Yeah. So now Sammy's feeling feeling guilty just like Gabby over Nick. Now, Sammy's feeling guilty, and Sammy's going to spill these beans. She's being almost as stupid as Gabby's been for the last three, 4 months. She's just spilling out everywhere. But we hired a hitman. But what do we tell the kids? How do we explain what we did?
We're no better than Stefano. That's what she told
we're
me.
We're no
she
better than
to
Stefano,
EJ.
Yeah. We're no better than him, pointing to the poster.
Yeah.
So,
but
so,
EJ's
you know,
back.
But,
he got his
but EJ
Thomas
is
the mirror
back.
Balls. He got his
yes.
the mirror balls.
EJ
back,
is
finally.
Back.
Yeah.
EJ is back. So
EJ's
anyway,
back.
So you have the hired hitman, and then you also have Sonny turned Kiriakis. Sonny went Kiriakis on us all, and he decided to go to the Kiriakis mansion, and he went to the gun collection box and got the stash that was in the hidden drawer underneath the other guns. Of the gun with a silencer. Now he got busted by Will with it because it was in his book bag, and it dropped to the ground. And Will was like, "What was that?" So Will found it in his book bag and said, "You were not going to do this. You were not going to shoot Nick." And he's all, "Yes, I was." And Will brought history back out. I love it when they remind us of history. Came out and said, "Sonny, have you ever shot a man? Because I have, and it never goes away.
I'm
you will never get over it." Yeah. So that was reminding us that Will had shot EJ, so he is capable of shooting a man. So Sonny agreed to go ahead And Will wants the gun off the property. He doesn't want the gun at the house. But Sonny has to get to work real quick, so he'll take it back to the Kiriakis mansion when he gets done. But in the meantime, he'll put it way up high in the closet.
Yeah.
So technically,
somebody went and got that
Will,
gun, I'm thinking.
Technically,
we don't
Will,
know.
Sonny, Will, Sonny, or Gabby all technically had access to that gun.
Right. So there's
at that point.
There's about, I figured there's about like 10 suspects when you
mm-hmm.
when you
Kate,
think about it.
Kate's gun is missing.
Kate, one.
Kate's gun is missing. She's worried next week because her gun is actually missing. She doesn't know where her gun is.
Yeah.
Even
Rafe could be a suspect, you know, because he.
And
you know.
Rafe could be a suspect as well.
Lucas.
The only people who actually, yeah, Lucas. Lucas stormed out of that building and said, "I've got something I've got to take care of," because he had just found out what.
Meeting.
Yeah, and then of course Kate's mad and ready to do something about it because she just found out they moved the court hearing up. She's the one who told Lucas. So you've got Kate, you've got Lucas, you've got Sammy, you've got the hitman himself, you've got Will, Sonny, Gabby. Oh, and we have Abby. Nobody's mentioned
Abby. And Ben. Ben was mad
and
because
Ben,
of the way
Ben,
Nick was treating
Ben got
Abby.
So mad, yes. Ben got so mm-hmm. mad at Nick, and he stormed out of there and said he had something to take care of. Of course, all these people emerge on the Horton Town Square just as Nick is
together.
Falling into the crowd, pouring out blood, and Julie is trying to tell somebody,
yeah, Julie
call 911.
Well, everybody's here or something. She says, oh, they're all piling in.
Before Nick came crawling around the corner, Julie made notice, the square is awfully active today. There's a lot of people suddenly showing up. And then Allie was the one who saw Nick first, and that was the sad part for Sammy, which is another reason why I think Sammy's going to start to crack real quick. Because no matter who the gunner was, Sammy's going to think it was a hitman. And she's going to think she's responsible. So we're going to have...
Right. Of course, they're going to think it's Sammy.
Yeah.
Think it's a hitman.
I dread having Sammy act like Gabby, okay? But whatever. Anyway, Allie screamed bloody murder when she saw Nick walking into the square. So, well,
that was probably fun for her to do. It's probably
I bet.
Get to scream.
She had one good scream going. I bet a horror movie could pick her up real quick.
Yeah. But Nick just doesn't want to die. You know, he comes back.
But you know, he
doesn't. Drowning.
He's just lying there.
But he shouldn't. I mean, he's – and I can't believe Blake didn't get a nomination. Now, I guess for what's happening now, he still could. That would be for
he
next
time. He still could
time.
For what's going on
for what's going on now.
Yeah.
Because he's been really brilliant in the way he's played the role. Yeah.
I mean, he either really, truly decided after talking to all these people and having flashbacks from everybody saying that
he
wants to go up, he needs to think of other
after
people.
After he talked to Julie. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I think he could have, but I also think he could have been playing it knowing, you know, wanting to make sure that he plays it up to the hilt. I mean,
There was no one else around. Yeah.
Well, no, but it was a voicemail. You left a voicemail.
Yeah, the irony is like he's finally going to maybe turn his life around and then he gets shot, you know, a little bit too late. But I don't know. At first I thought he was playing Julie too, but then when he turned around and called Marlena, you know, and sounded like he was, you know, he knew, knew nobody was there to trick her.
Why did he call Marlena on her cell phone?
I don't know.
Why
I don't know.
Hospital voicemail? Why call hospital voicemail? When you know nobody's going to be home because it was at night, you know nobody's going to be at home or at the office. So why not call her on her phone? He knows her cell phone number.
Not unless he had suspicion somebody was out there. I don't know, but he's pointing at somebody, and of course they're all standing there. So it's
of course every single person standing there. But is he going to point in a better direction? I know from the spoilers that Sonny is the first one questioned. And I know that she also pulled in, I forget who else she pulled in. But
it's probably not the hitman. It's not the obvious one. I don't think it's going to be the hitman.
I think the hitman is, number one, in the last 10 years, when has a Demira hitman actually pulled off a hit?
Really? I'm thinking it might be Gabby.
True.
I actually think it could be Percy.
Yeah, okay, maybe it's Percy.
Forgetting
maybe somebody
Nick
we haven't seen.
Mm-hmm. Forgetting, you know, he saved Nick, generally thinking that Nick was doing good and wanted to change his life around, and then he screwed Percy over. I think Percy's a loose screw and hasn't been eliminated yet.
Hmm.
Just,
yeah, that could
you
be.
Know,
mm-hmm.
Not going to swear by it. It's just one of those, oh, Percy could have done it.
Yeah, interesting. A lot of. It was nice to see Julie again and her talking to Nick, and she was telling him how bad she was as a young girl and as the oldest Horton grandchild, and she turned out okay, and she was just as bad, you know. So
yeah, it was nice to see Julie. It was nice to see her not whining. She was talking about her history, and again, like I said, I love it when they bring the actual history out that we've all watched and seen and heard so much about, and it's like, ooh, I remember that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it really sounds like they've rebounded with some good writing to set this thing up, you know. Because there for a while, the writing was getting a little shaky again.
Mm-hmm.
Now on the departure side of things, the twin boys have their mom clarified that they were leaving the show. James left last week.
Wait, what? Say that again?
The Griffin twins, the boys, Johnny.
Yeah.
They won't be filming anymore.
They'll be gone.
They're gone.
Because they're going to be leaving with Sammy and EJ. Or Allie and EJ.
Sammy went on Ellen and said she had two more weeks of filming. James is already gone, and they were blacked this last week, I think. So that means Sammy will be leaving more than a month after EJ.
Hmm. Yeah. So they don't? Do they leave together, or I don't know? It's
well,
interesting
they
how
can't leave together.
Did
Allie
say anything about her leaving the door open to come back?
Yeah,
I bet
she did.
She'll be back.
On the Ellen show, she did. She said that you know, although she wanted to go out in a bloody bloodbath like you know Breaking Bad, the writers just said no, and so they have left the door open for Sammy to return at any given time for any length of time, whether it be just a funeral or a wedding or, you know, whatever.
Oh,
so
good.
She did say that, yes, she does know how Sammy exits now, and, yes, there is room for Sammy to be able to come back, and that she still has 2 weeks of filming to do. Mm-hmm. The twins, however, the two twins, their mom announced that they were gone, so I would assume Friday because it came in over the weekend. And then and then James, of course, we talked about last week. He left last Friday. And then they were black this last week, I think. I'm pretty sure the studio was somebody had mentioned
dark.
The studio
I think
was
James
black.
Will be back, though. Don't see him coming back. But you know, I don't know if James will be back, though.
James won't be back. He filmed his last day on Friday.
Yeah,
Friday.
But whether he'll, you know, if he'll come back, if they leave it open for him to come back, like in a year or so
or
whatever.
I don't know how he leaves. So
I don't know if he'll
don't
do
know
that.
How he... Nobody's asking how he left the show yet. So, but I mean, I just don't see how it's together when Sammy, you know, Sammy may meet up with him or leave later to meet up with him, or he may be raising his hand to get things situated or something. But I mean, it still could be a happy ending. I'm not saying it's not, but she's still got 2 weeks of filming. So, it still makes me wonder because they just hired those new Sydney twins they hired Ariana twins. Ariana twins. Anyway.
That's a shame. I love those kids.
Well, yeah. The Griffins are doing lots of stuff, so I'm sure we'll be able to remind people of where to catch them on their next show. They're amazing boys. Daniel busted Nicole.
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't quite
how
confronted her yet. But
Damn Jennifer losing her necklace.
Yeah, Jennifer lost her necklace, and Nicole just shot Daniel. Oh, she had horrible aim. If I think about it correctly, Nicole already got busted with one paper like this. And Nicole told Daniel that somebody must have been blackmailing her because it showed up in her mailbox, la-da-la-da-la-da. So I'm really not sure Nicole's actually busted yet. I mean, She probably is, because it sucks. But,
yeah, unless she can talk her way out of it again. But
she could most certainly make Liam out to be the bad guy who must have been mailing these things to her.
Mm-hmm. Or making them up or saying, I don't know. But still, Daniel knows that Nicole was the last one in with Dr. Chaika's papers, and I don't know. I'll have to see how, because she did talk her way out of it before, saying that somebody mailed
it to her. Yeah, she talked her way out of it, saying somebody mailed it to her. If they mailed her one, what's to say they're not going to mail her some more?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I just don't know why it would be that big of a deal, but she's going to have to tell Eric something. So.
And I loved how Eric proposed to her with the three pictures.
That was
Will
adorable.
You marry? Yes, each new picture of Nicole, one was, will you marry? And then she looks up holds the sign. It says, me.
Nicole is freaking out because she still can't find those letters that she knew was on Liam's chest.
Yeah,
and
she thought it was going
to
be
Eric
bad news.
Eric brings her out to the, to the criminal part of Salem. Like I said, the park has now become the pier steps. But he brings her out there with a nice little, I think it's the stone bench that they were on. And he's got these pictures upside down, three of them in a row. And she's thinking, oh, gosh, he already knows, And she turns one over, and it's her own picture with a will. And she looks at him, and he's like, keep going. And then she picks up a second one that says you, and then it's Mary, and then he holds up a sign that says me. It's just so cute.
Yes, it's, yeah. So romantic.
It
I mean,
just so
not, it's a different way. It's cute, yeah. It was nice.
I still like Daniel and Nicole better, though.
Yeah, I do. I really do, too. I kind of like Daniel and Nicole better. Maybe this will somehow bring them together? I don't know. Is he going to tell Eric, or I don't know. I haven't seen spoilers, so I don't know what's coming up next.
Well, I know that he tells Nicole that either he confronts Nicole and tells Nicole either you tell him or I tell him. I don't know if that's going to be tell him that she did this or tell him that somebody's been saying these to her and she hadn't turned them over yet, and that they found a whole pile. Stash of them with Liam. I don't know what she's supposed to tell and what Daniel is thinking, but I think he's got it figured out.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the whole town is suspect on Nick's murder, and I'm still waiting for him to die. He hasn't closed his eyes yet. He's trying to point to somebody.
He was moving pretty good. I mean, because it showed him
still
like
crawling.
Yeah, he was, like, out cold on the ground. Then all of a sudden, he's, like, walking, eyes wide open, walked the whole way into the town.
Blake Barris needs to volunteer and do it, and just not even volunteer, but get paid or whatever. He needs to do something to be an extra on one of the Walking Dead shows, because, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And he did a great job with Nick all the way around. I mean, just...
Yeah.
Caesar,
and
Caesar,
I love to see
Caesar.
It with Sammy. You know, she had him. She was like, oh,
how
sweet we were with Allie. And he was like, he was trying to turn his life around. And she kept getting closer to him. And she thought, that's never going to happen.
Ain't never going to happen. And Sammy's like, we were actually having a good conversation.
I was believing him. I'm there. He had me believe that was
too.
Where
he
was.
Me
yeah,
it.
I thought,
and
oh, okay.
And that's
why
I think that now I think he was making that voice call to make Moore believe that he was serious. I mean, Julie's never going to just believe that he called if he didn't leave a voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
So, because he didn't immediately call. He waited and thought about it and then called.
But Nick is
definitely
going to die this time, right?
Nick's a master manipulator and planner, so I'm sure he did that. You know, he has his own agenda in doing that.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. He had to have had his own agenda when he called Marlena.
Mm-hmm.
And let's also face facts. All four of the shots I counted were on audio tape on Marlena's message because he was still on the phone when he was shot.
Mm.
Right. He was on the phone, right.
Mm.
So... they didn't stay on his body long enough for us to see if anybody walked past or anything or if any noises were made. Maybe something will come out on the phone call.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they're going to check his phone and everything.
I think, as a matter of fact, I think it's Marlena. I think it's, in the spoilers, I think it's Marlena that finds information for Nick's murder investigation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to be the voicemail.
Well, they have to give her something to do. She's been on for a while.
Oh, and Ben and Abby are about to share their first kiss, or just did?
Oh, they did? I haven't seen. Well, is that coming up?
I don't think they did. I think it's coming up on Monday.
And they're going to get a new Ben, right? There's going to be a new actor playing that role.
There's a new actor playing Ben, yeah, coming up. But there has to be a reason. I mean, just like I've seen a lot of things that I couldn't picture Chandler playing on Will recently, like standing up to Sammy. And then this whole gun thing with Sonny and I don't know, and standing up to Nick and taking blows and throwing blows, and it just wouldn't have been the same. I think he's done a great job handling it. But there's going to be a new Ben, yeah. So I don't know why until we see him.
Yeah, I don't know. This one isn't impressed me too much, so I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I was actually starting to become impressed with him this week. He did a good job this week.
Yeah, he just started to catch my eye this week.
He really started catching my eye this week, and it's like going to be really, really fast turnaround that we're going to lose this actor and end up with another one. So, but Ben definitely caught my eye this week, him and Abby are going to share a kiss, and then Abby wanted to tell
her mom about what happened, and he has to talk her out of that.
Yeah.
She's going to go tell mommy, you know.
After EJ
did you see EJ go
off.
All demure on Abby?
And EJ's like, oh my gosh, women, you know, because he's got Sammy freaking out on one end. He's got to keep calm and shut up and don't tell anybody about this hitman thing. And then he's got Abby saying, I'm just going to tell everybody anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got two women he's trying to just control.
Yes.
And, let's see.
We got Paige and JJ and Rory.
And EJ and Sammy. EJ got Sammy's mind off of this whole thing by asking what their first dance would be at the wedding, and of course brought history back and said, well, the tango, of course. So evidently we're going to get a tango for the first dance if we get through the wedding.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure they'll be in a jammy wedding. I think they're going to be giving the jammy happy ending.
I think I heard somewhere that they have a dance, so that's got to be from the wedding. It's supposed to be coming up soon.
Okay.
I don't know if they've postponed it again or not, but it was in May, so sometime at the end of May. And then, so the first dance will be the tango. I think that's cool.
Kate and Jordan.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Jordan.
Yeah.
Kate.
Anna, did you know about Kate? Have you seen any of the Kate scenes? Did you see
I just saw the very beginning of the week when they were fighting.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Kate and Jordan fighting. Yeah, cat fight or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
Kate needs to smash her face into the ground.
Well, it didn't take long before we found out that Jordan was leaving town again, instantly.
Again. But now she decided to stay again.
When is she going to finally make good on that threat?
I
know.
And then Rafe stops her again.
Do they know what the secret is? Would you please tell us what it is? Do they even know what her secret is? What is it? What could be that bad? Even Ben knows what it is. Yeah. Like, what is it? I can't figure it out. It's like, I don't know. It's probably, you know, it's going to go, we're going to probably all go, is that all? You know, it's going to probably be
all?
Is that all? Yeah.
You know, EJ's been shot twice. And I keep thinking about this, and it's like, how bad could it possibly be? I mean, Rafe is willing to cover for her. Just tell him the truth so that he can help, so he can cover. It's not like he hasn't, you know, protected Sammy.
He even told her that.
EJ
tell me
in
what
the
it
head.
Is. You know.
Yeah, just tell
you know,
me what
he'll
it
help
is already.
What's bothering you?
You know,
or, you know, why do you want to
he's
leave?
He's covered
yeah.
Gabby's secrets. He's covered Sammy's secrets. I'm sure he's got secrets of his own he covered when he was in the convent.
Nicole's secrets? Yeah.
He's got Nicole's secrets he covered. You know,
yeah.
Why wouldn't he cover for Jordan, too? Yeah. So she needs to either tell him or get this over with.
Oh, I agree.
One of my fashion things was not actually fashion this week, though. It was when EJ hired the hitman had him meet him at the park. And I keep dubbing the park the pier steps because of all the stuff that used to happen on the pier. The pier stairs where Tony died. Anyway, the hitman's sitting there on the bench. And EJ sees him, and the hitman had told him he'd be reading the sports page. And I actually screen capped this so I can tweet it out to you girls in a minute and show it to you. Okay. EJ walks past the guy so he can make sure he's reading the sports section of the newspaper before he backs up to sit down on the bench and hand him the bag full of money and make this big transfer, you know, where all the best secrets are kept, right there in the middle of where everybody's standing. And Rafe walks up to talk to EJ about, I think it was Nick. I don't remember exactly. I think it was about Nick. It was about the paternity hearing and Nick and can he really do this and all this stuff. Anyway, this great detective sat in what would be the most criminal part of town talking to EJ with a real strange stranger that nobody would know in this small little town sitting on the park bench reading the sports section upside down.
Yes. Yeah. I noticed that too, thinking, come on, Rafe. Doesn't that guy look suspicious? Even if he wasn't reading
doesn't
it upside down, the guy even looks suspicious.
The guy looks suspicious. He's in,
yeah.
He's in
yeah,
the,
and let
the
alone
most
that.
Criminalized part of town.
Yeah.
EJ's walking in there for some kind of business.
Well, see, that shows
you
how smart Rafe is. Not smart.
Rafe is always after the Demiras. He's always wanting to take the Demiras down, and EJ is obviously
yep.
making some kind of a big deal here, and Rafe just
yeah. and
happens
Rafe completely
to run in the middle
it.
Of it, and he completely missed his chance because this suspicious-looking character reading the paper upside down. I was like, really? And I actually had to rewind and double-take it because it's right side up to us as the viewer, but it's folded in half. So that the front part you can see says sports section on it, and then it's folded up. The other part would be upside down where he was reading it.
And EJ is carrying that money. He has it in like a black bag, but he still has a
it's
bag
a,
that he's carrying.
A lunch sack.
Or a briefcase
it's a paper
or something.
Lunch sack. A paper
yeah.
lunch sack.
And he had it like under his, I mean, he even looked suspicious. I'm there, really?
Yeah, he had it under his arm. It was a paper lunch.
Under his
it was
arm.
A paper bag lunch sack, and it was right there under his arm, and it was literally folded up to fit the size of money,
mm-hmm.
of a large sum of cash. So, yeah, I guess it wasn't Race Detective Day.
No. Race a little rusty. I don't know.
He's a little rusty, just like when you're a hitman. I really don't think it was the hitman who did it.
No, I don't think. No, that's too obvious. It's somebody.
It's way too obvious. I would not place bets against Abby or Mrs.
She's leaving.
So.
She's
no,
leaving anyway.
It.
So, yeah, Gabby.
Gabby's
so
leaving. I think that's too much of a – I think that one would be too
yeah.
much of a – you know, I'm just guessing. I haven't seen spoilers on anything of who it might be, but – I'm thinking that Gabby and the hitman are way too obvious because Gabby, Camille Banyas, is leaving the show. So, I mean, yeah, it could be her because she's leaving, but wouldn't that be kind of obvious she's leaving this month? The hitman is way too obvious.
Maybe or Abby, I don't know. Be interesting to see.
But Abby had finally gotten pissed off enough during her conversation with Ben that I wouldn't put it past her. And
right.
Ben is obviously seedy in some way that might lead into your secret that Jordan has of why Ben can't be in the same place as her. You know, maybe Ben is a hitman. I don't know. I mean,
Did something. Yeah, did something to her, or there's somehow they're involved in some kind of a crime or something. They're covering for each other.
There's got to be some kind of a crime they're covering here, which means that he would be able to get his hands on a silencer or already has one. So, I mean, it very well could be Ben. But the hitman's just too easy. So.
Okay.
And we did have, when I was rewinding backwards to find that newspaper so I could screen cap it, because I didn't do that until today, I noticed that Rafe and Jordan had sex again, but I was rewinding really fast. So
oh, well, we can just fast forward right through that.
Yeah, I just kept going. I just kept going.
Definitely.
I just go like through all those.
I just kept going, so.
Yeah. But Kate was on a lot. She had scenes with Lucas. And
Kate was on a lot. Kate and Lucas.
Yeah, she was on a lot.
You were so right. You girls were so right. It did not take Lucas very long to be talking to Mommy again.
Yeah. He must have got done like taking Cheryl to Houston, you know, and he was still a little bit upset with Kate about that, you know, so when he was talking to her.
Yeah, but he didn't seem to be upset. I mean, it's not like
he could have been. Yeah.
No, he should have been way upset and not talked to her for a while. But anyway, he actually ended up having a nice conversation with her by the end, as long as they didn't talk about Cheryl.
I haven't seen that part yet. Darn it.
And then Kate was Kate and EJ last week, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, Kate and Sammy.
I'm trying to think of
two.
Kate and Nick.
Nick talked to everybody. There was good scenes with just about he confronted everyone.
And he did. And you know, this was Nick's week. This was Blake Barris's week. I mean, it was.
Oh yeah.
It was filled with it. It was filled with all the Nick stuff, and it was really awesome to watch too.
Yeah.
Blake did an awesome job, and everybody around him.
Well, I hope
too.
He wins an Emmy next year then.
I hope so too. Well, I have a caller I'm going to bring on. I'm not sure who it is. Might be Jamie.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Kenneth.
Hey.
Oh, finally.
Hi.
Oh.
How you girls doing?
Hey, Kenneth.
Good.
Hi, baby.
Hi. How are you?
Hey, Kenneth.
I'm doing fine. Thank you, guys. Oh my God, you girls. You girls are turned up tonight. What's going on?
So you made it on. You think, yeah.
Yes.
It was that last scene from General Hospital that did us on this week.
Yes.
Yeah, we started General Hospital and then went to Day, so then we'll have to go back. So.
I want to ask for you guys apologies. I have my little niece here. She's actually my little girl, but she's in real life, she's my niece, but I take care of her. She's mine, and she just got up from her nap. I'm gonna send you guys a picture in a little while. But she got up from her nap, wanted some milk, and now she's running around tearing up the house, running back and forth and stuff. So. So if you hear any little noises it's in the background, so please don't mute me.
That's fine.
Get over here, little girl. Get over here. Okay, anyway. So Blake Barris is leaving the show. Is that correct?
Who?
Yeah. Blake.
So
he is leaving for sure, right?
Blake Barris Barris is done. He actually posted on his Facebook page a picture of the scene where Nick gets shot, saying not to miss out on Friday's Day and sent out his warm wishes to the cast of Days and how much he's enjoyed working with them.
Okay,
So that was the last day we'll see Nick alive.
So he leaves without an Emmy nomination. Okay, all right.
No, he doesn't. He has all of this year's stuff to be nominated for last year.
Yeah, what he's what we're seeing now, won't he can get nominated for next year.
He can get nominated. What we're seeing right now, since he came back from the dead first, that can be any nominated for next year.
Well, you know,
for my, his other work from last year.
Exactly. You know, I was on I talked to I guess his name is Michael Fairman from SoapNet, and Soap website, whatever.
Michael Fairman,
Michael Fairman,
so,
Yes,
ma'am. So I talked to him, and they're kind of, they were doing their whole Emmy thing, and they were asking me, how did I feel? I said, well, that's politics. Why not make a writing change, and they get, and they kind of overload each category with Y&R actors.
How old is Blake Barris? Wouldn't he have been running against Chandler Macy? And I don't
would you
know
consider him a younger actor?
He's in his late 20s.
He's older.
Yeah, he's in his late 20s.
So he'd be more of a lead actor.
He should be in the adult category,
Okay.
I don't know.
Then he got ripped off.
And then for GH not to get nominated is like beyond. I cannot understand that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's definitely
nominated for best show before them is just nuts. And writing? No writing? I can't.
So who did get nominated? Because there's only four. I mean, like last year, there's only four shows left, and there's four nominations.
Well, there was
so,
One Life to Live or something got nominated. I'm there, really? It's on. It's not even on anymore.
It's not even. It wasn't on last year.
I don't understand. I don't know if they're including that it was on the web, but yeah, I think
not very long.
No, I don't understand it. And
Angela,
GH didn't get it for writing either.
I don't know the whole story.
And their writing has been
GH
great.
GH should have gotten a lot more than they did.
I mean, the whole thing is just quite sad. You know, it's really just I'm not afraid to say it because. I'm a big boy, and it doesn't scare me. I actually like Y&R, but what happened this year is what typically happens. It's BS because no one can tell me that Y&R was that good of a show that they have. I think CBS ended up with 44. Total nominations, and that right there, to me, of course you're going to be the number one show when you have people pulling the strings for you. I'm just going to say it like it is. I'm just going to call it like it is because it needs to be said, you know. And I'm not afraid to say it, you know. They have not done anything that was special in my eyes because, I mean, none of the stories that they're showing are really to me are even original because it's been done before. Now, when you talk about drama, when you talk about the unexpected, I definitely tell you, you know, with GH and with Days, you know, it's always something, you know, each show have their moments, but overall, right now, no one can tell me that Y&R is the best show. That's just not the truth. You know, I love them to death, but that's just not the truth. You know, it's a slap in the face to leave EJ off, to leave Sammy, to leave Blake Barris off. I don't care if you have Peter Brakeman, Davidson, all those other folks in the same category, James Scott, Allison Sweeney.
The actors have to submit them, so we don't even know if Blake actually submitted a reel or not.
We know
that James Scott didn't submit a reel. He said he didn't, and I think Allison Sweeney said she missed the deadline too. They have a deadline.
Like, I don't get this. This is weird. Why don't they do it? They don't want to. They don't want to be in this. They consider it like all politics. Why would you miss the deadline to send in a reel? I mean, really? I mean, that's what you do. You're an actor. You know, you're an actress in a soap opera. How can you forget that? Well, maybe that's not as important to her as some other things that she's doing, I guess. I don't know. Or maybe
as far as James goes, I think James just doesn't want to be in the spotlight up there, you know.
He just doesn't care about that kind of stuff.
He did sit in a reel 1 year and didn't win and was nominated and didn't win, which I think was total doohickey too. But I think he should have won that year. He did a really good job for the reel he turned in. But as a matter of fact, they shouldn't have to turn in a reel.
They should just go and look at different things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why do they have to?
Thank you. Exactly.
Yeah. They should all be nominated. They should all be considered.
Yeah.
And go and look at
all
their work. Yeah.
I do agree.
If you're going to do that. Yeah.
And let's change things. Yeah, and let the process take care of
let
itself.
Let the fans do it. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, we've got American Idol and The X Factor and all those shows. Why
like a People's Choice Award thing?
Yeah, we've got
like
People's Choice Awards.
Yeah.
Why can't we
you need something,
because yeah, because...
Are there actors? Or I don't know.
They're actors.
And,
you know...
I think even if they were to do that, the process will still be tainted because somebody's gonna have to tally all the votes and all this other stuff. I mean, it's just so many variables. I mean, you know, keep in mind, you know, they're trying to keep Y&R on the air. So how do you do that? Well, let's just fill all these categories with Y&R actors as if they do a wonderful job, you know. And I'll say this too. Eileen Davidson had better win her category because the stuff that she submitted.
Was that for
Y&R
or was
phenomenal.
That for...
No, it was for Davis. It was for Kristen DeMera.
Okay.
And if she doesn't
win...
Again?
She's up against Nicole, though, isn't she? Isn't she up against Ari Zucker?
Is she a lead actress,
Ari
too?
Ari Zucker went for lead actress.
Oh,
for the first time. And
I'd have to
look, and I don't have my computer out, but...
I don't have mine
Nicole,
out either.
Ari Zucker, I believe they're in the same category. It's going to be between Ari Zucker and Eileen Davidson for that one. So I don't know. I kind of have to root for Nicole here.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter to me as long as it's someone from Days because the work that both of those actresses have done were absolutely phenomenal, and nobody from Y&R can match that. There was nothing that had a wow factor to it with any of the stuff that Y&R submitted, besides the whole bullying storyline that they did, but that's just pretty much it.
And for next year, I sure hope that we have Kate Manzi up there, and we've got Blake Barris up there, and we've got the New Will up there, and we've got Sonny. Freddie Smith has done an excellent job up, you know.
Yes, he has.
And of course, EJ and Sammy, and I mean, just about every character on the show. Even Julie did an awesome scene with the please help him, somebody do something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just about everybody on the show, I can see stuff right now going on that would be awesome reels.
Can someone please explain to me the difference between best soap opera and best writing? What is the difference? What's the difference between that?
The best show versus the best writing would your cast is only as good as your writing, but if your cast and your writing are both on, you've got a good show. It's overall, you've got your all of your departments
your
all have to work together to make the show. And whereas with writing, it's just the actual written script.
Okay. So now
it's
that
plot,
I'm through
basically.
With my bitch fit, I'm through with my bitch fit for the day, for this evening. I've been waiting to get that out the entire night. I had to hold on to that for 1 week. Since I tried to get in last week,
we'll be charging you for this session, Kenny. Just to let you know, we'll be sending you a bill for this session.
Yeah, you wanted to bitch last week, huh?
I will happily pay the bill. this week has just been days. The past couple weeks has just been absolutely phenomenal. From the whole. Liam thing to this stuff. I mean, it's just one kapow after the next.
Right after another, and you want to know what your third kapow is going to be. That's what I want to know.
And
that was
like, freeze. I'm like, what the hell is going on? I mean, I'm looking around. I was like, okay. I'm like, so this is like. Unbelievable days
I thought there's got to be a shooting coming up. There's got to be a shooting coming up because one day that's all you can have a drinking game. Like I said, the week that I said this during the week, you can have a drinking game off of how many times somebody was reminded that there was a shooting at that house or there was a shooting at this house or Danny's got a good shot. She's a good aim. I mean,
it's just so crazy because, if you miss a day, you miss something, and that hasn't happened in a while, and that's refreshing to have.
All the stories have finally completely intertwined, huh, Kenneth? Just like we were saying before, how they were all intertwining now, and all of a sudden everybody is connected somewhere with somebody, and now they're all in one big ball of yarn.
Yeah, that's what I like to see when they use most of the whole cast in a big story, and they're all connected somehow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. James Scott is leaving.
He's already gone.
He leaves before Allison Sweeney, right?
Yes, because she has two more weeks of filming.
That's really interesting. And her announcement came first.
That's almost an entire month after James will depart the screens on airwaves.
That
two
is
weeks
so
of filming would be almost a month. And James, I don't think he wanted the limelight. I don't think he wanted anybody to know that he was leaving. I don't think he wanted.
Yeah, because he only announced it right when he was done.
Yeah, because he didn't interview the night before, as a matter of fact. The Thursday before that, I saw a lot of girls talking about the interview he did with them, with Allison Sweeney, telling them to hold on. And he didn't say anything about leaving then either. And they didn't make the announcement, which was evidently already written up. They didn't make the announcement until he left the studio that day. So, I mean, he was already off. They were done. He was done filming. He's filmed his last scenes. He's done. That's it. He's gone.
I don't even
know why that had to be released. I mean, it could have been kept a secret for a while.
You know, and that's kind of interesting because I remember him saying in an interview, I mean, his interview is kind of speaking in code a little bit because in the interview he said something about not wanting to you can't have Samantha without EJ because for one their history together and two the time that they invested so it would be wrong for him to
I don't know. James has always said, watch his actions, not his words, because the words are the script and his actions are the way he's trying to portray what the meaning of the script is, the way he feels that it means. So
that kind of answers my question that I had earlier about when we had this discussion last time when we found out about, you know, Allison leaving, and so you can't have one without the other. So they get their happy ending, I guess. But you know, I think I might have read somewhere that Allison Sweeney said that, you know, she would be willing to pop in every now and then, or whatever else. I don't know if you guys can get in contact with her or not, but if so, you know, ask her if she will be continuing to direct for some of the episodes and stuff. Now that'll be interesting to know.
You could probably tweet
she'll still
that
be involved.
Straight to her. She'd probably answer that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. That's
you
my
could probably
way,
definitely
you know,
tweet
so
that
fine.
Question straight to Allison Sweeney, and she'd probably answer it.
Okay. Well, that would be interesting. I did not care particularly too much with the whole Kate and Jordan fight scene because it looked fake. Now, if you're gonna fight somebody, honey, it's tear some clothes off or something. At least mess their hair up or something. And them girls need to be rolling around in the ground.
It was definitely no Kate and Sammy fight. Let's put it that way. No, not a Kate and Sammy fight.
Well, Jordan is no match for Kate anyway, so the whole thing is ridiculous. I mean,
but Jordan definitely got that smack on.
She'll pay for it in the end.
He's not going to
let that fly.
Who do you guys think shot Nick? Me personally, I think it was Kristen. I don't know.
I think it could have been Kristen as well because she's
coming
back.
That's a good one. Yeah, it's somebody not who we think it is. It's not one of the group.
But why?
Probably.
Why would Kristen do it though? What's her motivation?
She's probably lurking around somewhere. She obviously knows what's going on around Salem, and this
why
guy's causing trouble for her brother.
Yeah,
for all we know,
like
Stefano had already hired somebody.
Hmm.
Maybe it was Stefano.
Stefano could have already hired somebody, and Stefano did it.
When does Lord have mercy, Eva Donovan come on? Is it late?
I've heard differing stories. I heard May, but I've also recently heard June. So probably at the end of May, beginning of June.
Okay. Well, I'm eager to see, you know, what's going to happen now because you have to. I mean, this is just in general. I'm kind of all over the place tonight, so I think I've had one too many glasses of wine tonight. So you have to.
Oh, can never have too many and save the wine bottles because I've got a new craft I want to do and I want to cut the bottoms off of them. No, seriously, just for everybody who drinks wine. If you cut the bottoms off the wine bottle, okay, and you put – they're the perfect size to put a good-sized candle in on your back patio porch.
I knew you
and you can
put
and you can use the bottom piece to set the candle on so it doesn't wax all over your table. And it still has air and oxygen to get in through the top of the wine bottle, and the wind doesn't blow them out.
Well, I tried that one time. Okay, my dumb ass did not wash the bottle out, and
the whole
thing caught on fire.
Somebody
would have told me that at first. I wasn't thinking. but anyway, with that being said, you know, I kind of wonder about, you know, now what's going to be the selling point for the show now. Because the show is nowhere near.
Well, you've got the
near,
EJ and Sammy wedding coming up.
Yeah, but after they leave,
but, you know,
what's going to be the selling point?
And the show is
I'm leaning towards a lot more Nicole and a lot more Kate.
and I will be bold enough.
Yes, I agree. I like that idea.
The show is nowhere near dead. So anyone who feels that way, think again, because
there's plenty of shows still to be said.
Yeah, because I am a firm believer in the underdog, and so Days has what it takes. If they want to be around for a long time, it very well could happen. You know,
I always say it takes the entire cast to make a good show, not just one or two or three people. And just because there's a couple of great actors leaving the show and we wish them the best does not mean the show is going to end, be over, or be no good anymore.
Okay. So what would you prefer? Well, this is a question for anyone who wants to answer, and there can be multiple. There's no right or wrong answer. But what would you prefer?
24-hour Kate.
Would you prefer?
No. Oh, you were 12-hour Kate. 12-hour.
Oh, you hadn't asked the question yet. I'm sorry.
Would you prefer a mixture between the young and the, I'm not gonna say old, but the more
mature.
Yes, sure. Thank you.
Experience.
More
talented.
Well,
do I want to see talent or do I want
to... I want to see talent good writing and nice
combination of
stories.
Both.
And, you know, you always want the impossible, so... You know, I just want to watch it. I want it to be fun. I want to enjoy it.
Yeah. I just want it to continue. I mean, I've watched it for years and grew up with it. I don't want to see it, you know, fail or go off the air.
I read that they were going to air through September of 2015 at least. So,
at least, yeah, or even 16, I think. But
16,
yeah,
and
they
I think
have
is
to
what
do
it
their
was.
50th.
Yeah, I think they extended to 16.
They have to do their 50th next year. 2015, so that's what I'm
saying. So what
it'll be 50
so
years.
What stories could you tell? I mean,
lot of backstory still. We still got the secret of Mrs. H that could be, you know, brought up.
The secret of who?
The secret of Mrs. H, Grandma Horton. The one that Stefano had on her that he never actually gave hope.
That's interesting.
That
was
still
that,
sitting
it, was
way
that
in
anyway,
the background.
Was that connected to John?
Yes, it was.
It was connected to John, yeah.
John and Hope were still married, and that was the secret they found out, but that was not the secret that Mrs. Horton had, that he had on Mrs. Horton. He had a secret on the Horton, and he didn't share what he had. He only shared what Grandma Horton had on him, which was that Hope and John were still married. So they ran off to get this divorce thing, but they never ended up with that other secret. We don't know what Mrs. H's secret was. There's a deep, dark secret in the Horton clan, and we seem to be getting a lot of Hortons recently. So.
And then you have the whole thing with Brady and his stuff.
You got Brady
kinda,
and his stuff. And you got Daniel and Chloe and Parker and then we've got Nicole.
There's so much stuff. You know, it's so much stuff. I'm sitting here trying to think. Well, because we got all that. I mean, because that's stuff that we they kind of touched on. But I'm trying to figure out, you know, how can you, you know, move forward because, you know, and still keep you know, the history
keep the momentum.
Going. Yeah,
keep the momentum
because,
with the history.
Yeah.
Well, if there's a way, if they send them off, I mean, look at Lucas. Lucas went to Japan for I don't know how many years to take care of business in that part of the company, or Hong Kong or wherever it was, and Allie would go back and forth from one house to another. So there's always, and Don Craig went out for the mail and never came back. But so history doesn't have to be stopped just because Sammy and EJ aren't going to be there.
Speaking of Allie.
You could bring out other new characters back, or older characters, or, you know, with the Donovan.
Well,
maybe
question,
Shane will come back.
Here's a question I have. Okay, so what's going to happen with Allie when, you know, if Sammy's leaving and the Griffin
well,
boys are still
Lucas
on the
May.
Show? I mean,
Lucas is
still on the
there.
Show.
Yeah.
So is Allie going to finally get the screen time she's always wanted but never got?
Yeah.
She's getting a little more now than the other one.
Well, let's say this is Allie's her breakout scene more. This last week. So, hey, you know.
And one of those well, what if questions in the back of my head that is, you know, one of those far-fetched isn't going to happen in any day, anyway, anyhow. But, you know, we've got this Chad character coming back. We don't know what actor's playing him, but we know it's Chad's back somehow, some way, some fashion, some form, right?
Really?
So the only kids we know that are leaving are the Griffin twins. Johnny. That's the only ones that are leaving the show that we know of. So what? You got Chad back. What if Sydney was never act? What if Grace really was Grace, and Sydney really was Sydney?
Oh yeah.
And so now you've got Sydney as Chad's child, and Grace really was their child. I mean, that switch never actually got made because Dr.
But
Baker would come
to,
back and
but then
say,
we'd
I didn't
have to
do
think
it.
Of Mia or Maya. Oh, gosh.
Nah, Dr. Baker would be just fine. He's a hilarious guy. I love
I know. I miss Dr.
Callahan.
Baker.
I miss Dr. Baker. He needs to come back.
And I wish Nicole's dead kid would come back, too. One of them. One or the other.
Yeah, that there's Nicole.
Or in fact, they could bring Abe's son back. What's his name? Brandon.
Yeah.
Yes, honey. I liked him, honey. He was always good looking to me. I've always liked him.
Yeah. Brandon could always come back.
Yes, honey. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we could bring him back, too.
I'm sure there's all kinds of things
Vargas
they could do.
We could also bring Vargas back, couldn't we? We could also bring Vargas back, couldn't we?
Now look, I thought we were past this. Now y'all can't talk about Vargas to
me
on the phone.
Sorry. Now you're not going to be able to focus, are you?
Yeah.
No.
Speaking about
no.
focusing, did you catch the General Hospital Magic Milo? Do you watch General Hospital or no?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
you would
not
like that scene, kid?
Did you see Magic Milo and the Magic
Fridays.
Wand?
Just watch Fridays.
No, I'm at the Hulu it or something.
Kenneth, turn it to the last 15 minutes of Friday's show,
yeah.
And you will love it.
Oh, was that when Michelle Stafford? You talking about Michelle Stafford?
No.
No, the end of the show is Magic Milo's and the Magic Wand.
Male strippers, Kenneth.
Kenneth,
they did a little.
That's
little,
all they had
little
to say was some male strippers. That would have got my attention real quick. What the? I could have just said that.
Trust me, they were dancing and singing.
Ooh.
And wow, ripping clothes off,
ripping their pants and their shirts
oh,
off.
Yeah, last 10, 15 minutes of General Hospital Friday.
Oh
yeah,
boy,
Felix and.
That might have changed my whole.
Five guys.
that would have changed my whole weekend. Now we lead into Sunday.
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Have mercy, Lord.
Anyway, on the fashion scene, nothing changed on days this week in comparison to what they were wearing last week. They were all still wearing the same clothes.
Yeah, they did have the same clothes all week. Sammy had that flower dress on all week.
Yeah, all week. She ended last week and she ended this week with it on. Basically, Nick's murder took place all in one day, basically.
No.
So they never changed any clothes.
Hello?
So I don't have much to report on fashion.
You're still on. Yeah.
Oh, okay. it was quiet for a minute, so...
Oh, I don't have much to report on fashion. There was a fashion glitch I saw still with the Jennifer and Nicole seem to have their wardrobes backwards still. But otherwise, they were all wearing the same stuff as last week. So, but kudos to wearing the white shirt for the shooting scene because, you know, it shows the blood the best. So,
yeah, Nick happened to have a white shirt on.
Yeah, had to have that white shirt on. So, So,
okay.
And I still don't know how he takes shots to his back by turning. I'm stumped.
Okay. Well, we'll have to tune in. There, maybe we can wrap it up. Does anybody have anything else? Or
no.
No.
Not at present time.
Right.
But
no,
you know, I love you girls. Oh,
love you too,
okay.
Kenneth.
Thanks for for calling.
I got one other thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
I am getting ready to get back on stage. I am doing a musical called Caroline or Change, and I'm going to be posting. I will probably be posting up some video. I mean, it's kind of a big deal. I will be kind of posting up some stuff. So. Y'all be looking for that. We are in rehearsals. We open up next month, so I'm looking forward to.
Oh, that'll be awesome!
All
right, congrats.
Oh, good for you. Yeah, very good.
Let us know. Maybe we can post a link or something. I don't know. We'll have to ask Jerry.
We'll see what's going on. But love you guys as always. You guys take
care. Love you, Kenneth.
All right. Bye bye.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Okay.
Take care.
We'll do this. Next
right,
week,
girl.
Maybe we'll know what happened. Figure it out next week, huh?
The two big mysteries keep going, which is kind of cool considering they're filmed 5 months ahead now.
These
actual mysteries. We really don't know the answer
to.
I don't know. The writers know yet what the answer is to Jordan's secret.
The
and
Jordan secret and what Jammy's going to do.
Jordan's
secret how
and what's Gabby going to do? How's Amy going to leave? And who killed Nick? So, they've got us thumped finally.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So. That is where they want us. All right.
Okay.
So, take care.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Rose and Anna.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Take care. Night-night.
Bye. Bye-bye.